Whenever we start talking about age and beauty, we realize how easy it is to start tearing ourselves apart. We're changing that here and now. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Dulé.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And we are going all in on what we like to call the Botticelli vibe. And we're starting with this 10-minute episode. But first, real quick, go to momstown365.com and join our gorgeous community of Botticelli vibing women. You can do that by signing up for our newsletter. It's the best way to stay in touch with us and find out what's coming up. And now let's get comfortable with our bodies.
Let's get the Botticelli vibe.
Absolutely.
I love that. Now, that this is from our book, It's All About You, Live the Life You Crave. And one of the things that we give ourselves such a hard time about is our own perception of our body type, style, etc.
Because our bodies change when we give birth.
Yeah.
Our bodies change over time. Our bodies change with menopause. Our bodies are just an evolution of our lives.
Well, I was just talking about this yesterday. When I went to Hawaii with my kids, and then I came home, and I saw the photos in the real life. Not the, oh, that's a cute picture of us at the beach and in the water. I had gained 25 pounds and stretched out all my one-piece bathing suits, and I didn't even see myself in the mirror. I bought a scale to tell me the truth.
But that body, those curves, all of that gave birth to your beautiful daughters.
Yes. No, it's cool.
That's cool.
That's cool. But feel my pain, lady. Menopause kicked my butt.
Oh.
And it just snuck up underneath my chest and down to my belly button. All this. I'm like, what? So,
what the
heck? It was a muffin top. Like you've never seen a muffin top.
Oh,
like
I've
that.
Seen them. Trust me.
Jeez, so
on myself.
I had to like do a complete mind shift, and now I'm back down to my normal weight. But I'm afraid of that scale. You know, you step on it in the morning. It's like
the truth teller.
Yes. You shouldn't have had that for dinner. Anyway, so that's part of my thing. I got to change the way I see. Remember the other day I told you I was mad at my face? And you started laughing.
But I did.
I have to see
who's mad at their face. Well, I guess I'm mad at my neck sometimes.
Okay.
Dang you, neck.
Dang you, face.
Giving me away. The way you do. Oh my gosh.
Where's a turtleneck when you need
one? In the middle of summer.
Yep.
Why is it 100 degrees outside? Why are you wearing a turtleneck? Why do you think? Don't ask such stupid questions.
Or just fake an injury and wear a neck brace. There you go. Okay, so let's start with what we think about, with that all said. Thinking beautiful thoughts is the quickest way to be more beautiful. So I heard somebody say...
Okay, I know we're joking around and everything, but this is true.
It is true. Somebody said, today is the best you're going to look moving forward, age-wise, with your wrinkles and whatnot. I don't know if I want to listen to that, but it's kind of true.
Okay, I don't know. I saw a woman at the beach years ago, and she had these like beachy curls. You know what I mean? Like just this beautiful wavy hair, and it was all gray.
Oh, wow.
And it was gorgeous.
What a statement.
It was gorgeous, you know? And so I'm sure she had beautiful hair too when she was 20, but she was a younger woman, but she said she got prematurely gray. And so she just went with it. And I just remember thinking, she's so beautiful.
Well, that premature
and it
gray
was gray.
Yeah. But was it the white gray or the steel gray?
Would you not ask me that question? I don't know. It was beautiful.
Okay, we'll go with that. Okay, conversely.
So she was embracing.
Yes. I have a gal I know who was a guest in my vacation rental. And she had black hair and she let it start growing out all gray.
Uh-huh.
I said, your hair is so pretty. She goes, yeah, My husband doesn't like it. He says I look like an old lady. But her daughters support her completely. And she rocks it.
I know. This is like my hair is going like gray in the, well, it's all over.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that whatever you, it, just embrace, when you actually embrace and you're, and it's the confidence that exudes from within that I always find the most attractive in men and women.
Right. Yeah, I know. So the gray doesn't bother me as much. I got a little like Morticia from the Addams Family. Right in the center. Yeah, go Google that show too, kids. The Addams Family. And I think it is stinking thinking or just seeing, just like you said, embracing it.
And just embracing it. And so think about everything also that's beautiful about you. Your family, the things that you do, the your volunteer efforts, your generosity, all of those things help you think about, and the compliments you pay to others.
And the patience you have, because you're wiser, you're yes. older and you're wiser, and you know this too will pass.
Because I also think what's also very attractive is like that calm confidence and relaxed. To me, that's very attractive and appealing yes. when somebody's kind of just in their body and in themselves.
Right. And you get kind of an emotional swagger going.
Yeah. And you can tell when somebody's thinking good thoughts. You can see it in their face.
Well, and something that you have here, think about your life's possibilities. Like, I love my abilities now more than I ever have. Because in the past, I didn't know how to direct them. But now I know, okay, I'm going to put my energy in something that I love doing mm-hmm. and do well. One of them is like narrow it down to podcasting and writing. Mm-hmm. This is what I love to do and fearless about it.
And all of that comes with age.
Yes,
which is very beautiful.
Yep. So somebody said something like every wrinkle tells a story.
Yeah.
I am prolific. In stories.
And mad at my wrinkles. Oh, so many stories to tell. Your thoughts are your best beauty formula. It's just
kind like
of
that.
The real, I think it's the kind of real beauty that you just can't buy in a $100 jar of face cream.
Right. And I remember someone saying, or maybe it was me, that buying.
Maybe it was me. Maybe it was me that had the beautiful, smart thought.
Buying neck cream or face cream is like buying hope.
In a jar.
In a jar.
Yeah, hope in a jar. They even call it hope. One of those lines, I think it's philosophy or something, has hope in a jar.
I hope it helps.
All right, so four ways to think beautiful, embody your body, visualize the body you want, think mojo, and attitude enhances your lookitude. Was that, would you say that earlier today?
I think I said that. No, attitude is your altitude. Remember?
Oh, we have a minute left, so you better. I think.
Okay, consistency is the key to looking and feeling better. And you know what has also, okay, I've been kind of sedentary, not really getting out and walking and exercising because I feel
in that
so,
kind of year.
Yeah, just. Ugh.
I know.
But I walk down the hill to here, mm-hmm. and I walk back up.
To our little podcast speakeasy.
Yep. And I feel like my muscles are getting engaged again. And that feels energizing.
Put a ring on them. So consistency is put exercise on the calendar, write down your goals, get your family involved, realize the true reward is how great you feel when you take care of yourself.
Yes.
You just feel better, look better when you take care of yourself.
And breathe. Get some oxygen in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, I think that is so true.
The Botticelli vibe.
The Botticelli vibe. Those curves that gave your kids.
Yes.
That those wrinkles that gave your life meaning.
And character.
And purpose and character. Yep. All right. Be bold. Be creative. Be beautiful. Be Botticelli. Momstown 365. We're here for you every day.